Chapter 4. Harry. The stoolies carted away Andrew Maudlin, and Vlad gave me his full attention. His bald head had an unhealthy sheen of sweat on it, which dripped down past his double chin and onto the black leather silver buckle bondage vest he wore. What I thought were leather pants were in fact chaps, and under them he wore a black bikini pouch. Fabio wouldn't have looked good in that getup. Considering that Vlad resembled Ernest Borgnine, the overall effect wasn't pleasant. "You seem like a reasonable man," I said, watching him play his tongue over the tips of his fangs. "Why don't you just give me Tanya and let us go?"
"What about your little boyfriend?"
"He's not my boyfriend. We've only gone on a couple of dates. He doesn't put out until the third." He laughed, a high-pitched noise that sounded like a squeaky wheel.
"Ah, the great Harry McGlade, always quick with the quip, just like on the TV show."
"There used to be a cable series called Fatal Autonomy based on my adventures. Lasted 3 seasons. Even earned an Emmy nomination for Best Gaffing, I think. I might have imagined the Emmy nomination during a drinking binge."
"Are you a fan? I could get you Daniel Baldwin's autograph. We're tight." "I already have what I want, Mr. McGlade."
"An overbite?"
"You, Mr. McGlade. I have you."
A scream from deep inside the house. I couldn't tell if it was male or female. "Was that Tanya?"
"That came from the pit. I'm guessing your friend isn't enjoying himself."
"He's not my friend. He's just some idiot who bumped into me when I was breaking into your house. I think he's also mentally retarded. You should let him go. He's too stupid to tell the police." Another wheel squeak giggle. This creep needed a squirt of WD-40.
"Let's walk into the next room, Mr. McGlade. Keep your hands where I can see..."